This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and see us. We'll be here until 7:30 tonight. And we're on 105.3 FM. And right after second guest, it'll be Monday Night Football as the Baltimore Ravens play the L.A. Chargers. And if you want to listen to the Pelicans, it's on WWL, the Big 870, as we speak, as the Pelicans play the Indiana Pacers. It's time now for Triple Option. And while Bobby sets up, I'll go first. One of the things that we've seen here with LSU, and the receiving core has been sort of hot and cold, but one guy has stepped up, and that's Aaron Anderson. Man, for Edna Carr's star, goes to Alabama, decides after 1 year to transfer to LSU. Last year, he caught 12 passes for 59 yards, zero touchdowns. Year two, 52 catches, 778 yards. He's averaging 15 yards a catch, five touchdowns. Talk about a guy that has really ticked up his game. It is Aaron Anderson at wide receiver for the Tigers.
Yeah, no, he's taking advantage of that. And I'm going to go triple option and talk about money. Oh, Bob, why are you talking about money? No, money for the community and our city and what it means. And what I mean, you know, we got the Super Bowl and the economic impact and what the Super Bowl means coming to New Orleans. You know, we'll talk about, boy, how the traveling draft show. Look how the draft is not just being in New York, going all over, and how the NFL
will be in Green Bay
could sell that. No, it's unbelievable. We ain't never have the way the draft is because we have Draft Fest. Not Draft Fest. We have a Jazz Fest
Jazz
and all
Fest,
that. And so it's we don't have enough hotel room. Conflict of interest, whatever. But this caught my attention because I remember the very first combine, the NFL scouting combine, I was invited to, and then it was in Tampa Bay, Florida. It was not always in Indianapolis. It was in Tampa Bay, Florida, and I ended up signing with the Michigan Panthers because they were going to guarantee me some money. And so I said, why am I going to work out in the NFL? And, I mean, I had a wife and a kid to support at the time. But this one caught my attention. The state's tourism office announced this being Indiana, announced a deal that they're extending the partnership with the league that began, way back in. And previously, the deal, Mike, with the scouting combine, set to run through 2025 now, and the NFL combine has been a proud history of Indianapolis together, and they're thrilled to continue the longstanding partnership. And for instance, if you look at, you look at the Visitors Bureau and all that in Indianapolis and the local community, going through the 2026 event. And Peter O'Reilly, the executive vice president of Club Business of International League Events at the NFL, said, now it's a small amount, but it's still, what do you associate the combine? Indianapolis.
Right.
Central locality and all that. But the event guaranteed a record, right? $9.5 million in economic impact in 2024. Mike, it's basically they've attracted like 27,500 who attend the family-friendly combine experience. So you know how when you associate something, so we think of the players, and that, you know, the NFL is year-round, and when we think about the combine, the draft, and all that's going to come about, that Indianapolis is going to continue to have that. It looks like the deal right now for at least is going to, like, 2025, 26. So it'll be now. I think they can eventually bid that out.
I think it'll be bid out.
And have more competition for that. But
okay.
The central locale is good for that.
You came out in '83. I did 9 years television with John Forkey. John was in '82. John tells me, Mike, we had four combines. Him and Art Schmeister, they went to the four different combines across the country.
Because you used to have him at Bledsoe, United, all these different scouting departments. It wasn't just all one.
Yeah, right. So John was telling me, man, you'd go here, you'd work out for a group of teams in the Northeast. Then you were in Florida. Then you were in Texas. Then you were in California. And he said, man, him and Art Schleister, and, man, you know, Art ended up being a high first-round pick.
With the Colts, right?
Yeah, he had some issues.
We like to gamble a little bit, yeah. He needed to go to Gamblers Anonymous. I actually went to prison because you want to talk about having a gambling problem. He went to prison because of that.
Basketball game.
You don't bet on the NBA. He bet on the NBA. That he got in trouble with that, trying to chase his money.
But John told me, man, we were traveling. He said in the whole group, we'd all go sort of as one from one place to the next. And he said, then that was it. It cost the NFL way too much money to do that.
So why don't we combine this?
And so that's why they put it centralized in Tampa the following year when you went.
Yeah. So it's amazing how that's grown. But the NFL's year-round. When you look at it, how they always want your attention no matter what the month. What would be the weakest month for the NFL, is it July? It'd have to be maybe
July.
The last weekend in June and the 3 weeks in July, right?
Yep.
That'd be the only dry period when it seems like there's no NFL news.
Well, the good news is for Louisiana is they have Louisiana Line Camp, Manning Passing Academy, the Dr. David Elias' Pro Football Camp. Charlie, you're next.
Guys, I'm going, you know, we talked about this offseason, how the best running backs kind of flew off the board real quick when they moved from team to team. And so the Giants let Saquon leave, and we're seeing what he's doing in Philadelphia. The Titans let King Henry leave. We'll see what he's doing in Baltimore. And the Raiders let Josh Jacobs leave, going to the Packers. So Sam Block of ESPN put this out. Those three teams talking about, you know, obviously, once again, the Giants and then the Raiders. And then the Titans are combined 7-26, and those three running backs right now are combined 24-9. So it's a complete swap. And you're looking at the top rushing leaders right now, guys, this season. Saquon Barkley, number one, 1,392 yards. Number two, Derrick Henry, right behind him, 1,185 yards. Number three, Josh Jacobs, 944 yards. I'd say those investments are kind of working out.
I agree with you, Charlie.
And the running back, to me, the moral of that story, the running back position is not dead. Everyone wants to see the forward. No, we want to see the forward pass and all that. But if you truly want to win, you want to keep NFL defenses off balance. So it just shows you right there, the proof's in the pudding. Can you run the ball?
Okay, who does this help out the most?
The quarterback.
Other than that, I'm talking about for the future. The Boise State running back, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Just think of that. His agent can say, okay, look what these other teams gave
how
up.
How relevant the running back is.
And look how they won. Man, Ginty's, he's going to have a lot of teams after him.
Because
he's clear-cut the best halfback in college football.
And, you know, Charlie and Mike, you know, you got to have luck with injuries and all that. And I think this is his first game he played. Mike, he hardly played at Texas, the running back with the Panthers. What did he do, Charlie?
Jonathan Brooks.
Jonathan Brooks hasn't been good. I thought you were talking for a second there about Chuba Hubbard, who, you know, is up there at number five in rushing yards. But, yeah, Jonathan Brooks had a very quiet debut, but he's still coming back from a major injury. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. I did not think he would be on the football field at this time when he had the injury. That ACL is normally 11 full months and then maybe a little lead time. He came back much quicker than I think most people thought he would.
Right, because Carolina's counting on him to be like Bijan Robinson is for the Falcons.
So you got a 1-2 punch here with Chuba
Hubbard
and with Brooks. Yeah. And, hey, little Bryce,
he played
really well yesterday.
Hey, little Bryce maybe turned that corner. He was hanging with it. He just shows you the parity in the NFL, though.
Absolutely.